Isaiah 47. This is a chapter about judgment on Babylon. Now, when Babylon was judged, it appeared to be so strong at one point that it was a great big, not just city, but also an empire, and it would seem impossible that that would fall, just as it might seem impossible that things will ever really change as to how they are in this world. It seems that the great cities and economies of this world are so solid that they've been here for ages and they're going to continue. That is not the case. There's not only sort of time and tide in human history, with one arising and one going down and empires arising and falling, but quite clearly God can make radical changes very, very quickly. And this is what's going to happen when Jesus comes back. Come down and sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind. Remove your veil, strip off the train, uncover the leg. Pass through the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Yes, your shame will be seen. I will take vengeance and will spare no man. Our Redeemer, Yahweh of armies, is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence and go into darkness, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the mistress of kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I profaned my inheritance and gave them into your hand. This is when the Jews sinned and Judah went into captivity in Babylon. You showed them no mercy. On the aged you very heavily laid your yoke. You said, I shall be a mistress forever, so that you did not lay these things to your heart, nor did you remember the latter end of it. Now therefore hear this, you who are given to pleasures, who sit securely, who say in your heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. So you see, Babylon was playing God, because it is God who is called Yahweh, I am that I am. And they were saying, I am, and there is none else beside me. Well, that's what God says, I am, and there is none beside me. So these empires, these great leaders, effectively, they act like they're God. But these two things will come to you in a moment, in one day. The loss of children and widowhood. In their full measure shall they come on you, the multitude of your sorcerers and the great abundance of your enchantments. So as I say, things can change very quickly, and they will change very quickly when Jesus comes back. For you have trusted in your wickedness. You have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. You see, they didn't say, I am God, I am Yahweh, but they said this in their hearts. This was the implication of their attitude, that I'm God. And God sees that because he reads human minds. Therefore, evil will come on you. You won't know when it dawns, and mischief will fall on you. You will not be able to put it away. And desolation will come on you suddenly, which you don't know. Keep saying it's going to happen suddenly. And so when Jesus comes back, the judgment upon this earth will be very sudden, just as it was in the days of Sodom. Because Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. These things all look back, or so they look forward, to the events of the coming of Jesus. And just as the rain came, the time of the flood. Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries in which you've laboured from your youth. If so be, you shall be able to profit. If so be, you may prevail. So is coming out with all their so-called magic. It was not going to save them. You are wearied by the multitude of your counsellors. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, stand up and save you from the things that will come on you. Behold, they will be as stubble. The fire will burn them. They will not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to warm at, nor a fire to sit before. Thus shall the things be to you in which you have laboured. Those you have trafficked with you from your youth will wander each one to his place. There will be none to save you. That is the awful end of all those who are condemned by God, to be left with that terrible feeling, there is no one to save me. But for we who have believed in Jesus, his name means God's salvation. We have someone to save us, and that is the most awful thing, to be without Jesus in the world. You are without anyone to save you, and finally we shall all die. But by God's grace, if we accept Jesus, we have a Saviour. And man is not alone in this world any longer. We have God, we have his comfort, the comfort of his love, and the comfort of the fact that he really does want to save us.